Shalom Rabbos, today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Gimel. We are holding here at the bottom of Kuf Beis and Rabbeis. We just started Perek Abona, which is not only about building, it's about a bunch of other malachos also as well, but we'll get there very soon. But right now we've been leaving off in the discussion of machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. We had three cases that was quoted by the Gemara here on the bottom of Kuf Beis and Rabbeis. One was Mesates, which is chiseling. One was Osenekev Belul Shatranagolin, making a hole in a chicken coop. And the third one was putting like a shovel or a hoe or some sort of kli together with like a peg or something. So in each of those three cases, and the Gemara explained why we need all three of them, but in each of those three cases, Rav says it's bona, and Shmuel says it is make bepatish. So we're here four lines up on the bottom. Baimine Rav Nasan Bar Oshia Mi Rabbi Yochanan. Mesates mishum ay mechayev. Right, Rabbi Yochanan, what are you chayev for if you do mesates, if you do chiseling? Who do you hold like Rabbi Shmuel also? Achvi le biyodeh mishum akar bepatish. So Rabbi Yochanan did some sort of symbolism with his hand, right? Mestama Rashi says that he was Makeh be'egrofo al kapo k'makeh bepatish. He symbolized makeh bepatish, like imitating a hammer. He holds like Shmuel. But then we learn in the Mishnah, our Mishnah that we quoted on top, Hamasates ve'hamakeh bepatish, right, implying that they are two separate things. So the Gemara says, Ema hamasates hamakeh bepatish. No, take out the vav, and so therefore I say chiseling, which is makeh bepatish. Okay, Toshma. Now let's ask a question again. We have this machlokas Rav and Shmuel in those three cases. Let's ask a question on Shmuel's shita. Hakodeach, someone who drills. Rashi here says, "Kol kodeach almanas lemalosu." That's called bo yosed. Right? Kodeach. The phrase kodeach connotes someone who's drilling in order to fill the hole with something, with a peg or whatever. Shalola malos, Rashi says, hooray, no cave. Right? If you're just drilling a hole for the hole's sake, that would be called no cave. But here, we're talking about kodeach, means drilling a hole in order to plug it afterwards. So if you do any size hole to plug it, so then you're going to be a chayv. So Gemara says, Bishlam al Rav, I understand, according to Rav, the mechzi kamad dechar churta, the binyana, is just like drilling a hole in a building, in a wall. Right? Just like the chicken coop case. Right, so it's going to be bona. You're going to be chayv for bona. El the Shmuel, but for Shmuel, lav gemar malachahu. Right, just drilling a hole right by the chicken coop, fine. That can be the last thing you do in a chicken coop. You drill a hole, get some air out, ventilation, fine, wonderful. But here you drill a hole in the wall. Right, first of all, you're going to fill it with something afterwards. Second of all, what makom bepatish is there? So the Gemara says, "Achem ayaskinan." So Shmuel would tell you, no, the case here is debizeya beramso de parzola. The case is where you want to stick a long nail in the wall, vishavke begave, and you're not going to pull it out. You're going to leave it there. Right? You're like you're hanging up a picture. So the hainu gemar malacha, that's the finishing step. Right? When you, let's say, you hammer the nail in, so you're also drilling and leaving the item in there. So that is the finishing step of what you're trying to do. You're trying to put a place on the wall for you to hang a picture. So that will be the makeh bepatish. Okay, zeh'aklal. If you remember the Mishnah that said, zeh'aklal is the rule. Anybody who does malach on Shabbos, and it will stay, but hamiskayim. And we had a whole discussion whether it's miskayim b'Shabbos or miskayemes in general, right? How long it has to stay, right? It's going to be a discussion throughout halacha. But whenever the Mishnah says zeh klal, it's coming to include something 99% of the time. So Gemara asks right away, "Vezeh klal l'su emai? What case are we coming to include?" So the Gemara says, "L'suye dochak kafiza bekava," a case where you hollowed out a kafiza in a kava, where you had a big box or a big, I guess, piece of wood that if you chiseled it out completely, it would be able to hold a kav of food, but you chiseled it to the point where it can hold now a kafiza, which is 3/4 of a kav. So in that case, that's miskayim. If you can theoretically leave it like that, and it would be considered a usable kli, and that will be that will make you chayv. Okay. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Hamakim Kornos Al Snan. Right. If you slam an anvil with a hammer, so then you are chayv. The Gemara says, Micah Ovid, what are you doing? What is the chiyuv here? What could you possibly be doing by slamming the anvil with your hammer? So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Damar Tarvayu, Vepnei Shema Amenis Yado. Because you're practicing, you're training your hand to do it correctly, to do the, I would imagine that if you're banging on a hammer, a metalsmith or a blacksmith, goldsmith, silversmith, whatever, I would imagine the different angles of the hammer hitting will have a very profound and different impact on the metal that you're working on. So he's practicing. One second, the son of Rechava said, that doesn't make any sense. Let's say you saw your profession on Shabbos and you learned something from it. You're walking in the street, you see a Geisha blacksmith doing his thing, you study his form, and you learn something. What are you going to be chayav for that? Right? Practice or studying your job is going to be chayav for Shabbos, you didn't do anything. Right, what are they doing? They're miradide. They are flattening the hammer. The people who, and again, the miradide tase mishkan, the people who slammed or pounded on the sheets of gold in the mishkan. See, there was gold around the kroshim. So they did. They would do this. That basically they would to make sure that the sheets of gold were flat and smooth and clean. So they would slam the hammer on the anvil, and that way it wouldn't make any impurities in the metal which they were pounding on. Right, even if you slam the hammer on the anvil, b'shas malacha, when you're doing the work on the metal, zed chayiv. She came rad de tasi mishkan osin kain, because that's how they used to do in the Mishkan. Okay, next malacha we're moving on to. Again, we talked about Habona Kol Shehu, Makom HaPatish. We're going to talk about a bunch of malachas, what the shear is in this perek. We had a bunch of brachim in terms of the shear for Otzah with different items, and now we are talking about different malachas. So HaChoresh, excuse me, anybody who plows, Kol Shehu, any size. HaMenachesh, Menachesh is weeding. Mekarsem and Mezared is pruning trees. Makarsem is if the branches are dry, and Mezared is if the branches are wet, meaning there's too many leaves that are wet. Again, Kol Shehu Chayiv, if you take anything off, again, it improves the viability and the life of the tree. So you are going to be Chayiv. Hamalakin Eitzim, if you are gathering wood, right, is it Rashi over here? But in the Maisa, it's not just stam gathering, that would be Ma'amer. But here we're talking about you're cutting branches off. In the Takin, if you're trying to fix the tree, right, you're trying to make it grow healthier, then Kol Shehu, then the shear is anything. In the Hesek, if you're cutting these branches off for fire, for wood, so Kedei L'Vashel Beitza Kala, and not enough to, as we said before, the shear for firewood is enough to cook an easily cooked egg. Amalakin Asavim, if you're gathering grass, so the same thing, if you're cutting grass from the ground, so in the sake, if it's to fix either the field, mustama, so Kol Shehu, then the size is any size, any amount of grass will be chayev, and the behema, but if you're cutting the grass so that you can feed an animal, so then Kamali Pi Hagdi, you have to be able to, you have to cut enough to feed a goat, to put in a goat's mouth, for you to be chayev. So the one says, the Maichazim, what is this first thing we just said for plowing anything? Right? Can you imagine plowing anything? You get out the plow, you strap the oxen take one step, and you are ready chayiv. So Gemara says, "L'may chazi, right? What is this tiny little nothing piece of land? What you didn't even, how much could you possibly have plowed within a Kol Shehu? What is that fit for?" So Gemara says, "Chazi the bizra, the kra. It's fit for planting some sort of seed of a gourd." The kavasi gabi mishkan, because you would have this in the mishkan. She came roy the kaleach echa acha shel salmanim, because we said that sometimes, as we've mentioned before, sometimes they would kind of plant one seed or one stalk of some sort of plant that they needed for a dye, for a coloring. That would be chayiv. Okay. Then Rashi has a question over here. Daf Tzadi, if you remember that, what was the shear for Hotzah for planting? It was two seeds. So here, the shear is Kol Shehu is one seed. So he says, by Leni Harisha Kol Gumu Guma Bapi Nafshi Avilei. Right, every little hole is legitimate or valuable. Fine. Beseder. Fine. Hamenachesh v'makarsim v'mezareid. Again, this was weeding and pruning dry leaves and wet leaves, meaning all types of improving the growth of the tree. Tanur Rabbanan. Hatolish olshin. Someone who separates. Olshin is a type of vegetable. I think they're called endives, but okay. V'mezareid zradim. And if you prune different types of reeds, if your intention is to eat them, so then the shear is kegurgeres. Imla behema, if it's for an animal, then kamali piagdi, as much as a goat can eat. Imla hesek, so as we said before, if you're going to burn them, use them as firewood. Kadei levashal beitzakala, enough to cook an easily cooked egg. Imli yapos is a karka, and if you're trying to improve the land and the ground, then the shear is bekolshe, and any amount of improving the ground will get you chayv. Kamai says, Atu kulu loli opposite sakarka ninu. This is a very big sugya that has a lot of ramifications. What? You tell me that even if you didn't intend to improve the land, all of these things that you did, let's say you wanted them for firewood. Yeah, but you're still improving the land when you take this stuff, when you cut it or you take them out. Endives must not be, I'm not sure exactly. But that must be some sort of food. Okay, either way. Sorry, to backtrack. So, kolshein atu kulu loli apusas akarka ninu. So, all of these actions, you're automatically improving the land, even if that was not your intention. I.e., what's the question here? Right, you should be chayev any amount, regardless of what your intention is, because it's a psikresha. It's a psikresha that's going to happen automatically. So, why do we have all these different shiurim? You should be chayev for a kolshu in any type of intention. So Rabbi Rav Yosef, Dhamma Tarvayu, Ba'agam Shanu. Rabbi Rav Yosef say, no, we're talking about a swamp. Well, you're not improving the land. You're in a swamp, you don't care, but it's not going to get any better. Right? We're not concerned with improving the land whatsoever. Abayi says, and this is where we get all the literature and the halachic discourse, Afilu Tema Basada. Right? You can even say that you're in the field. It's a psik ratio, you're going to improve the land. Should be chai for any shear. Afilu Basada, the lav agam, even a field that's not a swamp, ukigon delo miskaven. And the case is where you did not have kavana to do this malacha to improve the land. But didn't Abai and Rava, they were the ones themselves who said that if it's a psik resha, if it's definitely going to happen, Rabbi Shimon is going to admit that you're chayef, right? We have a machloka, it's by Darush and Miskaven. Right, if you didn't have intention to do a malacha, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's mutter, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is not. But in a case where it's definitely going to happen, it's for sure going to happen, right, Rabbi Shimon is moda, that you're going to be chayiv. Right, if you can't tell me that your intention was not significant, you didn't want this to happen, if it's 100% going to happen, Rabbi Shimon is moda. So how could you tell me over here that you didn't have intention to improve the land? So the Gemara says, lo tzricha de ka'ovid ba'ara de chavrei. You're doing it in your friend's field. Well, how does that help anything? Right? Either you're improving the land or you're not improving the land. Right? If it's a psik ratio, you're definitely going to improve the land. Who cares who the field belongs to? Right? Why should that matter? So here Rashi says, and Rashi's language is subject to discussion as well, but he says, lo ichpas pe le liyafos. He does not care. He's not interested. He doesn't have a preference if his friend's field gets better. He's just picking it for, I don't know, firewood or whatever. But he doesn't have any... Yes, in a chinami, that the field is going to be automatically improved, but it's not his field, so he doesn't care. And that's what's called a psik resha. Here, Rashi's language is the lo ichpas le, that you don't care. It's, yeah, you're not interested in that action. Elsewhere, Rashi writes, psik resha, the lo nicha le, a psik resha that you're not happy with. That could be a discussion as well. Tosus over here brings the shita of the Aruch that says a pshich recha de lo nichale is mutter. It's straight up mutter. And then obviously that's a whole discussion because if it's a pshich recha de nichale, so then it's aser, and it jumps from the chiyuv chatas to being mutter. But okay, that's the Tosus over there if you want to look more, lo tzricha. But a whole discussion over here about pshich recha de lo nichale, the Gemara seems to imply that therefore it's going to be fine. There's a lot of ways to read this Gemara in terms of who you hold like, but you should know that there's a lot of things going on underlying these lines. But Lamaisa, the Gemara ends off saying that it's a psik resha, the low ichpas le, says Rashi, And therefore, we have different shiurim. It's not always going to be the kol shehu, even though you're automatically improving the field when you pick or you cut or you prune these items. Okay. Says the Hilge Mishnah. Hakosev shtei osios. If you write, the shear is two letters, bein bimino, bein bismolo, whether you wrote with your right hand or your left hand. The Gemara will attack this right away. Because mistama, writing with your left hand, is not the normal way of writing. Or if you're a lefty, the other way around. Bein, whether you wrote mishem echad, with one shame, right, meaning that the two alephs, Rashi says, o bein mishtei shemos, or you wrote two different letters. Bein mishtei simonios, whether you wrote two different, or they're not simonios, but samonios, which is different inks, different, right, it's like the word samamonim as well, it's like color, okay? Sorry, I lost my place. And b'chol lashon, and any language. So two osios, you're going to be chayv. Am Rabbi Yossi, lo chayv u'shtei osios, ela mishum roshim. No, two letters, it's chayv because of roshim, which is kind of making a mark. Shekach kosim al krashim al mishkan, because that's how they would write on the krashim of the mishkan. Leida ezu benzugo, to know which one went next to which one. Every time they set up the mishkan, it had to be in the same exact order. Well, that was easy if you have a menorah and an aron, right? That's simple. You know where those go. But let's say you have a bajillion krashim. I don't know. I forget exactly how many there were, but you could do the math. But they had a bunch of krashim. Well, one board is the exact same as the next. So how do you know where it would go? And they didn't want to move them around for several reasons. So they would mark them. They would write, let's say, Aleph through Tav, and then when they ran out of it, they would do Aleph, Aleph, Aleph Beis, Aleph Gimel, Aleph Dalet. And they would write the same mark next to each other on each krashim. So the first two krashim would have an Aleph and an Aleph, right? I guess on the side where they're touching. So that's how they used to do it in the Mishkan. So that's when Rabbi Yossi says it's roshim, it's a mark. You don't even need to be writing a word because you're marking just like they did in the Mishkan. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, matzino shem katan mishem gadol. You can find, and this has been pointed out before as well, you can find a small word inside of a bigger word. Meaning, even if you intended to write the bigger word, but you ended up only writing the smaller word, so then you are going to be chayiv, even though you didn't really have the intention to write the long one. And we'll have to obviously talk about this as well. So, what are the examples of that? Shem mishimon or mishmuel. You can write shem from either the word names Shimon or Shmuel. Noach mi Nachor. You can write Noach mi Nachor. Dan mi Daniel. And Gad mi Gadiel. Gadiel is actually this week's parsha or last week's parsha, depending on where you are. Gadiel ben Susi was one of the miraglim. But okay, either way, fine. So Gemara says, hold on one second. Bishlam, I understand. I am min lechayev mishon derech ksivu b'kach. I understand why writing with your right hand is chayev because that's the way a person writes. Ela smol mai, why would you be chayev for writing with your left hand? Ha'in derech ksivu b'kach. That's not the way people write. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu be'iter yashanu. You're right. We're talking about a lefty. So the Gemara says, one second, v'davi smol didei kiyamin gule alma. Wait, but a lefty's left hand is like the right hand of everybody else. So therefore it should be the opposite. You could be chayav for the left. That person, an iter yad, a lefty, my son is a lefty, my sister's a lefty, right? They're lefties. So you should be chayav for the left one, not for the right. Right? It doesn't help you, right? You just switched it around. So therefore the question would be, why are you chayav for the right? No, the case is simply a person's ambidextrous. And therefore he's chayav for writing with both because he can do both. Okay, fine. Rav Yaakov Brei de Bas Yaakov Amar, Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, said, this is, right, Rashi, it's, this we said before, no, I think Rashi elsewhere, I think, says that right, Rav Yaakov's father was not so shaykh. Right, obviously his grandfather was Yaakov, right, and he was named for his grandfather because he was the son of the daughter of Yaakov, right. So that was his grandfather. So Yaakov was his grandfather. Apparently, his father was not a tremendous tzaddik. So Rav Yaakov, the son of the daughter of Yaakov, Amar, he said, "Hamani, Rabbi Yossi." No, actually, this is Rabbi Yossi's shita. Damar lo chayvu shtei otzios ela mishum roshem. No, why are you chayv for your right hand and your left hand? Because this is Rabbi Yossi, who said you're chayv for marking. Well, people make marks with both hands. So therefore, you be chayv for both. Aye, but I mean the Sefer Rabbi Yossi, he reish alav Rabbi Yossi. Wait, 1 second. What are you talking about? We just quoted in the middle of the Mishnah, Omar Rabbi Yossi. So presumably, all the stuff that came before that is not Rabbi Yossi's shita. So Gemara says, no, that just is Kula Rabbi Yossi. He really, that whole thing up until obviously Rabbi Yehuda, the whole thing is Rabbi Yossi's shita, and therefore everything is good. Okay, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says Matzinu, and etc. etc. We find. The shame katar mishem gadol, right? That whole situation. El Rabbi Yehuda shnei osios v'hein shnei shemos hu d'mechayev, shnei osios v'hein shem echad lo mechayev. Right? Apparently, what do you see from Rabbi Yehuda that if you have two letters that are two different letters, but two letters that are the same, if you have two letters that are different, you're going to be chayev, but if you have two letters that are the same, you're not going to be chayev. Ay v'atanyo. Then we learn in a brisa, and I'm going to quote a bunch of things, and we'll get to Rabbi Yehuda's shita in the middle of it. Then we learn, again, we've talked about this pasuk before, v'yasa achas. Really, the pasuk says v'yasa me'achas mehena, but the Gemara is going to darsh in each part of the pasuk. Nefesh kisechta, b'shkaga, mikol matos Hashem, someone who does a chait b'shkaga, asher lo se'asana, that you shouldn't do. V'asa me'achas mehena, and he did from one from them. And we've darshan this out before. Yachol ad she'yichtov kol Hashem. The Gemara has a bunch of different drashas you learn from this pasuk. Yachol, you might have thought ad she'yichtov kol Hashem, that you have to write the entire word that you intended to do. Ad she'yared kol abeged, or until you weave the entire piece of clothing. Ad she'yase kol anapa. Or until you make the entire anapa is a sieve, which is a kli, right? Until you complete the kli, tamalomer meachas, and the pasuk says meachas that you can. You might have thought that your chayiv, right? Meachas. I mean, you don't have to complete the entire. What's it called? The entire malacha. There are scenarios where you'll be chayev even before you complete the entire malacha. Imeachas, the Gemara says, if you learn from meachas, yochal afilu lo kasev ela ozachas. You might think that you'd be chayev if you only wrote one letter, velo oreg ela chut echad, and you only wove one chut, one thread, velo asa ela bais echad benafen, and if you only made one part of this sieve, right, one little hole. Tavolomor, therefore, the pasuk says achas, right? Me achas, right? Rashi says shetei malacha shlema b'makom echad, right? Meaning it says you have to still do a full malacha. Haketzad, how does that work? Einu chayev achiyich yikasev shem katan mishem gadol. You're only chayev until you write a small shame from a big shame. What's an example of that? Like we said, shem yishem on mishmul noach minachor dam midaniel gad. Mi gadil. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and here's the stira that we wanted to bring out. Afilu lo kasev ela shtei osios. Even if you wrote two letters, v'hein shem echad, and they're the same letter, chayiv. You're going to be chayiv. You go in sheish, tat, rar, gag, and chach. Right, so even if chach, and those are all things, by the way. Sheish is six, obviously. Tate, tat, latate is to give someone. Rar is some sort of like, I forget which one that is. I forget what that is. Okay, but it's something. A gag is obviously a roof, and a chach is mentioned in Chumash. That's a piece of jewelry. I forget whatever it is. Forget specifically which one it is. Okay, either way, I think that's. Okay, it escapes me. But either way, you can see Rabbi Yehuda, this is the stira. Rabbi Yehuda before we implied it said that you can only if they're two different letters. Here Rabbi Yehuda says that you can, you're a chayiv even if you write the same letter twice, as long as it creates a normal, acceptable word. Okay, we have a couple of, Bryce goes weiter with a couple more opinions of this drasha, but then we're going to get back to this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and try and resolve the stira. Either way, what else do you learn? I'm Rabbi Yossi, v'chi mishum kosev hu chayiv. Rabbi Yossi says, what are you talking about? For these letters, you're only chayav, you're chayav for roshim, not only kosev. Shekem roshim al karshim ha-mishkan leida ezu benzugo. Because again, like we said before, they used to write on the karshim to show which one wants it next to the other, which one. Lefichach, sarat zvita achas. Even if you just made a scratch, al shnei nesarim, on two pieces of wood, o shtei sritos, or two cuts, two scratches on this or echad on one board on one piece of wood, so then you're going to be chayev. Rabbi Yossi here in this brisa doesn't even make you write a letter. All you have to do is make a rosha. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, V'asa achas. What does he learn from that pasuk? Yochel, you might have thought, Ashi Kasev is kol Hashem. Ashi Yerig is kol Neged. Ashi Yaseh is kol Anapa. You might have thought he had to do the entire malacha. Tamal Omer Me'achas. Therefore, the pasuk says Me'achas. I Me'achas, if it said only Me'achas, meaning you only have to do a partial malacha, Yochel Afil Lo Kasev Elo Zachas. You might have thought you only had to write one letter. Afil Lo Ori Gelechut Echad. Or weave one string. Afil Lo Asa Elo Bayit Echad Anapa. Or make one tiny part of the sieve. Tamal Omer Achas. So therefore the pasuk says, achas. Ha-ketzad, how does that work? Enu chayev at she'asa malacha she'kayotzi ba miskayemes. You're only going to be chayev if you do a malacha that is miskayev. And the Gemara will ask, well, that seems to be the Tanna Kamma. And we just said at the beginning, that's basically exactly what we said in the first drasha from that pasuk. So how does Rabbi Shimon different from the Tanna Kamma? So we'll get there. Sorry, one second, my throat's just a little sore. Okay. Finally, one more shita. Miskayemes, right? Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, and again, we had Rabbi Yossi earlier in the Mishnah, but he didn't darshan out ve'achas mehena. He was just arguing on Rabbi Yehuda and saying that you need it's roshem and not kosev. Okay, Rabbi Yossi says, how do you darshan out this pasuk? Ve'asa achas, ve'asa hena. And this is the drasha we had before in Daf Ayin, that you do one and you do many. Pamim shata chayev al achas al kulam, upamim shata chayev al kal achas v'achas. Sometimes you give me chayev one korban chatas for all of the malachas that you violated. Upamim, and sometimes you give me chayev for each individual malacha. Meaning, and therefore, that's how you have shigas Shabbos, shigas malachos. If you forgot it was Shabbos, you only chayev one. If you forgot the malachos were usher, then you chayev for each one. But katani mihas, the Gemara says, however, the sira that we're trying to bring is that Rabbi Yehuda omer filu kasev elish de'osios, vein shem echad chayev. Right? Rabbi Yehuda, we had said before, that if you write two letters that are different, you're going to be chayev. Here in the Brisa, if you write two letters that are the same, then you're going to be chayev. So Gemara says, Lokasha, so no problem, Hadidei, Hadarabe. No, that's he's simply quoting his Rebbe Shita. Hadidei is his Shita, and his Rebbe Shita. The Tanya, what's his Rebbe Shita? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rishim, Rabbi Gamliel, Afu, Lokasa, Vela, Beis, Osios, Vehim, Shem, Echad, Chayev. It's Rabbi Gamliel's Shita, that if you write two of the same letters, you're going to be chayev. Kigon, Shesh, Tat, Rar, Gag, and Chach. Okay. So now we pointed out that Rabbi Shimon's Shita in the middle, well, the Brisa is exactly the same as the Tanna Kamma. So that's what the Gemara says. But Rabbi Shimon, I'm the Tanna Kamma. That's the same Shita. If you're going to tell me, Aleph Aleph, the Ezrecha Ikabeinayu, that the two Alephs of a word, Ezrecha, Ezrecha means I will not help you, but I forget. I think it means I will put a belt on you or kind of like dress you or something. Okay, I could be wrong. But either way, I mean, you write the two letters, that the two first alephs of this word, the Tanna Kamma Sover Aleph Aleph Ezrecha Lo Mechayev, Rabbi Shimon Sover Kevin De Isei Begluturi Begalturi. The Tanna Kamma holds that you're potter, but Rabbi Shimon holds that since it's begal, you can find it that is written a lot in Galaturis amulets. Right? We talked before about amulets of healing and stuff like that. So you do find the Aleph Alephs in these amulets. Glaturi ba'alma, then chayev. So maybe Rabbi Shimon will be chayev in Tanna Kamma as potter. So that's no good because the maimer is Rabbi Shimon lechumra. That would imply that Rabbi Shimon is lechumra. V'atanya when under a brisa hakodeach kol shu chayev. If you drill any amount, you're chayev. Hamigar kol shu. If you drag or you scrape, I guess probably scrape here because it's talking about a piece of cloth or a piece of parchment. Is there Rashi? Yeah, Rashi says klonoso klafim. You're talking about klafim, so you're probably scraping, right, to erase or to smooth out or to make it better. Okay. Rashi says told the mamachik. Okay, fine. Either way, so if you're scraping, hama'abed, if you're tanning, kol shu, all of those, if it's any amount, then you're going to be chayiv. Hatzark bakli tsura, if you write some sort of, if you create some sort of design with a kli, kol shu, the shear is by kol shu. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, the shear is bigger. Achi gadeach es kulo, achi yigar es kulo, achi yavor es kulo, achi yitzur es kulo. You have to do the entire malacha that you intended to do. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is going to be more mekel then as opposed to, you know, most shitas, he's going to be more mako. So kana could be more machmir. So Ella, Rabbi Shimon had also lashmina. So Rabbi Shimon, when he's coming to teach us, what is he coming to teach us? Actually, so it's a shame kulo that you, excuse me, that you have to write the entire word that you intended to do. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? He mounts his amrisachi. Can you really say this? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Vatani, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Shimon Omer v'asa achas yochol achi kasev is hashem kulo tamalom me'achas. Right, Rabbi Shimon's old drasha was that you might have thought that you need to write the entire word, and therefore the pasuk says that you don't. So what do you mean that Rabbi Shimon meant you have to write the entire word? Ella, really, rather says the Gemara teretz v'emahachi. Really, you can answer it and say like this: yochol achi kasev is a pasuk kulo. You might have thought you need to write the entire pasuk tamalom me'achas. Therefore, the pasuk says me'achas. And you need to write the entire word according to Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, he's not the same shita as the Tanakhama at all. Okay, and then we're going to explain now Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi says, "Ve'asa achas, ve'asa heina." Right, he does one and he does many. Pamim shadachayev achas al kulan, pamim shadachayev al achas ve'achas. Sometimes you chayev one for all your malachas. Sometimes you chayev for each one. I'm Rabbi Yossi Ruchanina. My time with Rabbi Yossi. How does Rabbi Yossi learn this? Achas me'achas heina me'heina. One from achas, one, meaning it should have said achas, instead it said me'achas. It should have said heina, but it said me'heina. So how does that work? Achas she'heina ve'heina she'achas. You have one that can be many, and many that can be one. Achas Shimon. One malacha that's going to be Shimon. Me'achas she'mi Shimon. From, how can you be chayav for from one? So you write an item from one. You can write shame from Shimon. So hine avos. If we would have just said hine, you'd be chayav just for avos. Heina avos. Me heina, but once it said meha heina, then you're chayav for toldos. Achas shi heina. What does it mean that you have one that are many? So that's a case of zolam Shabbos shigos malachos, where you knew it was Shabbos, but you did shigog on the malachos. So that's one act, one forgetting, but you're going to be chayav many korbanos. Ve'heina shi achas, but if you do a lot of malachos, but you're only going to be chayav one korban chadas, that's shigos Shabbos v'zolam malachos, like we said before. That's if you forgot it was Shabbos, and you knew that it was usher, so you're going to be only chayav one korban chadas on the forgetting. Okay, we're going to hold it here because we're going to go into a whole discussion about Kosev that really goes on to the next Amud. And so we'll do a little bit more tomorrow, it's okay. Tomorrow's Daf talks a lot about Kosev and stuff like that, and different letters and stuff, but a little different. But okay, Mr. Shem, we'll get there on all in good time. Shkoyach Golda Rabosai, have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.